It's Sunday the 9th, and I think it's around 5 something in the evening. There's an energy that's wanting to come through, and I'm going to try to channel it, but I don't know. I'll see what I can do. It's a female energy, and she's coming through in a real beautiful, it's like a rosy red color. Here she comes. I'm seeing kind of an image. It's all in lights, and it's like I'm kind of seeing her image, but it's like she's holding out her arms, or kind of an interpretation of wings, but it's actually some kind of real filmy, it looks like material or lights, but they're in red and purple. Behold, it is I, Vyada. I come forth to you directly from the Melchizedek energies, as it is for Melchizedek's energies that are working upon the planet at this time. For the planet's vibration, as it has been explained in the past, of cause and effect. And the vibration that I speak of is one that is of a very high frequency and one of a very low frequency. This is my message for you, as I will try to clarify the mysteries of the words that have been spoken to you by the many messengers who have come forth before me. It is of this vibration that it is spoken of and has been spoken of since ancient times, of the prophecy of the division of good and evil. For there is an energy, one of evil and one of love. It is the balance of both of these energies that have commenced, of negative and positive, within the earth's realm and of the universe. I speak to you of the great I Am and the awakening of the I Am. For the I Am is a pure love energy, unknown to negative energies, and was created prior to the negative energies outside of this universal system. It was through the Creator, the Great I Am, that came forth upon this planet to give it life and meaning in life is that of love. For without love, there ceases to exist life in the forms of which you know it now. And in the beginning, as the Creator came forth upon this planet, there was much negativity and darkness. And it was the task of the Creator and his workers to come forth and bring light and love upon this planet and have the blending of both negative and positive. And now it is coming to a time of this vibration where it will once again promote itself to the Earth's karmic vibration to emit a division once again of the light and the dark. It is important that this vibration be brought back into its own harmony, for it is not the time for this division, and this division can be halted through mankind's free will and through their alliances one with the other, as it has been spoken many times by our messengers that if you wish to change the course of destiny and that of which has been prophesied, then the alliances of mankind must come together and come together very soon. This, you ask, in what way can we do this? And we say to you to begin within your own realms of your family circles, as you have been counseled with the words of codependency, and that it is of a negative nature, but we say to you that there is not one amongst you which are dependent, or rather independent of each other. Each one of you is codependent upon the other, are you not? And this is the energies of which we speak. For it is most imperative that you do not think of only yourself, but rather to think of your kinsmen. As it has been said, if one of you falls along the wayside, all of you will feel the impact of that fall. Unite together and make your alliances strong. Begin with your charities at home through your love and patience with your families, and let this radiate out upon the earth as your family and your children will indeed follow in your footsteps. Listen to the mysteries of virtues. For virtuousness and your moralities must all be in harmony one with the other. You know what is your choices of right and wrong, and you must follow through with them and set your goals upon happiness. For I say to you that those of you living within this country of your interpreter are quite blessed, as your founders were spiritually enlightened and set forth the words on parchment of their constitution, and each one of them was given their messages from Spirit, and each one of them was in alliance one with the other for their desires and goals of this country and of what their needs were while they were yet under persecution. This has been quite established, and these words are gifted unto them by the Creator. Carry these words of your bylaws close to your heart and rekindle the fires of patriotism amongst you, for it is essential that you do have the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are key words and must be established quite well for the future, as they are coming under fire at this time. If you do not pay attention, there will come a great fire of these words, and you will see the papers burned as if you had set your own torch to them. Their ashes will be carried into the wind. What you have and cherish, you must preserve and take care of, and you must honor these things. This is essential, and it is quite simple to you. And these simplicities, do not doubt, should not be overlooked, for oftentimes it is of the most simple and humblest things that carry the most power. It is for us this day to tell you that of the messages that have come forth prior, it has been spoken to you of the curse of time. It was in the beginning that the Creator had come forth upon this planet to evolve a beautiful garden of life, and it would be life everlasting. But it was through mankind's own free will that they had chosen to seek not that of life everlasting, but that of knowledge, even though there is truly no separateness, rather than disobeying and disobedience by man. But it was the Creator who had given mankind free will to choose of this. And unfortunately, even though they were warned that it would truly bring death, mankind still followed that pathway. This is neither here nor there in the destiny of the world, but it did circumvent a time frame, as before this event, there was timelessness, and after the event, there had to be brought forth the creation of time, and each man and each woman and each humankind that is born upon this planet is given an allotment of time prior to their birth. It is essential that you use your time well, for it is in short periods of time that you are allowed to come back upon the earth in your incarnate forms, even though you incarnate lifetime after lifetime. Each lifetime, so much of your time is used in the beginnings and formation of your years that there is very little left after your clarity has begun. It is as a task that is set before you by the Master, and is said, you must complete this and complete it soon, And you set about your task not knowing how many hours or minutes you have to complete your task. This is confusing for you and it is frustrating. We ask your patience in this, for it is a task that is set before you in your living of your years upon this earth. Do not waste your precious time with the trivialities and distractions of your everyday living. It is for you to find yourself and your inner peace and make of this place a better place for the earth and for the inhabitants before it is time for you to make your transformation. We are all here from the spiritual realm, and you within your heart and soul know that there is life beyond what you term as death. For assuredly, I give you this promise, for I am Vaeda, and I do come forth to you from the Melchizedek energies, of which there is no beginning and there is no end. These energies will keep flowing and keep creating throughout universes of which you will never know. But we are so especially caring for that of which is the earth. We do adorn this earth with all that is beautiful. Please do not destruct that of which has been a gift to you. Please listen to our words as we come forth at this time in great humbleness. And we are so thankful for each precious life that is upon this earth. And all that we ask is that for each one of you to accept your preciousness and accept your glory and wear it shining bright for all the universe to see, and make happiness your cloak. Let honor rule your mind. Let love rule your heart. Allow the Creator to smile down upon you all the blessings that are awaiting you, and to alter the course of the prophecies that have been set down. As I have spoken earlier, these are prophecies that can be changed, because as I have spoken to you, you do have free will, and your free will must be set in motion for it to work properly. It must be set in motion with all countries, all men, all women, all children, all working in alliance. For this is the awakening, and this is the time. I pray for each one of your souls. I wash each one of you clean. Do not commit yourself to what is called sin and guilt. Do not lower yourself in your standards, but rather set your standards high. Hold yourself proud. Be one with all of those of us from the spiritual realm, for we are a part of you. We are here with you. It is only that you cannot see us at this time. It is only through fleeting moments of time dimensions that there are a few of you who can actually see that of the spiritual beings. Or, in the case of your interpreter, that she may hear us and see us in her mind's eye. It is such a joy for us to come forth to you. It is such a joy to watch your awakening. We pray that your pathway will be smooth and we will work diligently with you, for each one of you can be a support to the other. Each one of you can unite in your alliance. Each one of you can render health and tranquility and healing upon this planet. For we will come forth to you through Melchizedek in the healing grace of this earth and of each individual upon it. For as quickly as these diseases have spread across the land, they can be wiped clean, and new health and new beginnings can come forth. Just as the flowers regain their life in the spring, so also can this earth and mankind in their fulfillment. We rain down blessings upon you. We love you. Let our love envelop you and carry you forward into what is the new earth, the new garden, the new life. Selah.